I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than 100 armed groups caused chaos in eastern Congo today. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations explains the country has dozens of people groups and languages with no unity. It's being run by warlords and other parties who plunder the nation's rich natural resources. The nation also struggles with lack of spiritual depth. Although Congo is over 90% Christian, Kelly says,
I mean, that comes back to what Jesus, the original instruction he told us. He told us, don't make converts. He said, go and make disciples. And that's what Congo really lacks today. If you were to say, what's the one issue? It's that the church lacks disciple making.
Pray for that revival of discipleship. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And while the dust settles in Syria, ministries are watchful but moving forward. The Program for Theological Education by Extension has provided biblical learning for Christians in Syria since 1990. Even before the regime fell this weekend, Daniel with PTEE saw threads of redemption in the war.
Conflict has a spiritual effect, and it can make people turn away from the Lord, or it can bring people to Him. We discussed this with some of our course facilitators in Syria, and they said that they noticed people holding firmly to the word of God and throwing themselves into the arms of the Lord. They described him as the only one who could truly provide peace and safety.
In recent academic years, up to half of their students have been from Syria. Praise God for this revival and pray for peace for the nation. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.